This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back now to the weather. I don't need to go over the details of the havoc caused by the weekend ice storm. I would like to know how you managed, how you are managing as we speak, but we're going to talk about what to expect next. The ice and snow combined with warmer temperatures, rain and freezing rain means the city and other regions around the province are now under a flood watch. So how should we be handling that? What are the worst problem areas? Right now, we are going to go to Elizabeth Oakley, Project Manager at Toronto and Region Conservation Authority. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm fine. You must be very busy. So which areas are most at risk?
Well, it's the traditional usual suspects. We talk about this all the time. So the Bayview Extension is a place, anything close to the Dawn. The thing to keep in mind is that it doesn't really matter what we're getting in terms of rain. It's common sense. The ice, in combined with the rain, it's causing our banks of our rivers that are very flashy to begin with to become unstable, and they're unsafe. So we really encourage people to keep away. It may be interesting to see the rushing water. It may be interesting to see the higher flows, but it's dangerous. So we're asking people to keep their pets and their loved ones away.
Let me ask you this. I hope this isn't a ridiculous question, but yesterday the mayor was saying that it was a deliberate decision not to clear a lot of side streets because that would exacerbate the danger of flooding. Why?
Well, that's a Toronto infrastructure question. I couldn't presume to answer on behalf of the City of Toronto's decisions. We monitor the river levels on a daily basis using real-time gauging equipment. I am not positive as to why Mayor Tory would make that statement.
Okay, I guess we'll have to ask him. In terms of people who are at home, maybe worried about basements flooding or anything like that, do you have any suggestions?
Well, we do recommend that they, prior to flooding, you look at your areas that may be of concern, and certainly basements are that. So we recommend that people keep their eaves troughs clear, they keep their catch basins free of debris. Into a preventative perspective, you can look at things like removing your downspouts and moving towards low impact development techniques like rain barrels, rain gardens, that sort of thing, that help the rain actually absorb into the ground as opposed to rush off and cause problems. And that's the issue that we're looking at in an urban situation, is you've got so much paved area that the rain has nowhere to go. So it's going to flood downwards and into the system and cause flooding.
I'm just going to give the numbers out again in case people have questions or they want to share their stories of how they're coping. The numbers 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. We are talking about the flood warning that is in effect. We're talking a bit about how you can protect yourself. Now, you mentioned changes, moving away from downspouts, but that's not really something that somebody should be doing today, correct?
No, not today. That's something they should be keeping in mind during when it's drier.
And today, yeah. What should they be doing today?
I would say definitely keep away from the rivers and streams that are flowing at much higher rates, but also as well not to drive through ponded areas, to try to keep out of that. And it's not just themselves, it's pets too. So just use common sense about staying clear of the water.
Again, what about driving? I mean, sometimes you're driving and you can end up in a huge, I don't know if puddle is the right word, you know, and almost without realizing it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it can happen rather quickly. We live in an area that has what we call flashy and short river systems. So it makes sense that it starts lighter at the top and works down to be heavier at the bottom, which is what we see. I mean, the infamous picture from 2013 of cars being stuck, that is hugely concerning for us. So we try to encourage people to understand the problem areas before and avoid them at all costs.
Mm-hmm. So what does flashy exactly mean?
Flashy means that usually our rain events are short-lived, but we're seeing more severe storms, so they happen very quickly, and there's a huge amount of water that comes through and fast. And in the case of what we're in right now is that the ground's already frozen, so the groundwater can't absorb the rain coming in, so it's got to go somewhere. And sadly, and concerningly, it goes down into our river systems and can cause some problems.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any specific advice for drivers how to navigate around these hazards?
I would say stay as far away from ponded water as possible. If you can, try to think ahead and plan your routes accordingly. If you normally go into the downtown area and that's your route to go through the Bayview Extension, try to think ahead of what your alternatives could be.
That's a good point. Let's take a call from Beth in Huntsville. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. It wasn't nice in Huntsville at all, and it still isn't, but it's not too cold.
Okay. Are you worried about flooding?
No. I'm up on a hill. But I think there might be flooding later in the river.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're managing okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how do I get on Friday?
How do you?
How do I? I have a poem I want to read from Gary Lawton.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think we really have time to read a poem,
no.
But thanks for your call, Beth. Okay. Well, you know what? There were people who were sending in haikus about the weather, you know, that's, I guess, a nice way to take your mind off it. But we have people in line here. Let's hear from Maria in Toronto. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Libby. Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem, and last year I had spoken to the city, the inspector, because my backdoor neighbors, too, and my side neighbors, the way they did their backyard, that all water coming to my place. My backyard is completely under the water now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do anymore.
And did they get permission to?
Well, apparently there is no law on a landscaping, and they put the shed so close to my perimeter. They are a little bit higher than me, so the all water from their property going to my anyway. And then at the back, a neighbor raised his garden about foot higher than mine. So it stopped right there, and the water is just sipping. I'm sinking.
Oh my goodness, Elizabeth, do you have anything to?
I'd be very concerned, and I would certainly follow up with perhaps a landscaper on your end to see whether or not you can.
Well, I did. I put the membrane to the, because they have a wooden fence, and I put the membrane about foot in below the ground, and I raised my property about foot higher, but the water sipping under the membrane and under the raised land, so I'm still sinking, and I made a trench, or my neighbor helped me to make the trench around the house, and I'm sweeping the water all the way from the middle of the yard because it's threatening my backyard.
That's very concerning. I it's a grading issue for sure.
It's a grading issue that my neighbor's done it because they put the shed and he raised the property a foot higher than I am. So it stopped water right there at the perimeter of his next neighbor, and his next neighbor water has nowhere to go but to my place.
Well, I don't know if you need to grade it higher. You might want to talk to a lawyer, I'm thinking. I don't know.
The thing is, that's what everybody's telling me. The only thing is that they're going scot-free, and I have to pay for whatever I have to do.
That's not good.
Last year, the inspector came, and she says she know that he was not right, so she told him to put some kind of well, but the well is not maintained. It's all iced over, and he has about a foot, well, few inches water right there, so the water, that well does not work.
Maria, I see a call from somebody who says he has advice for you and works for the city. So I'm
going to
let you go. Turn on your radio and we will get to that. Okay, Maria?
Okay, thank you, Libby.
Okay. Hi, John. You have some advice for Maria?
Hi. I work for the city of Toronto. Is she in Toronto?
I think so, yes.
I didn't catch the beginning. I just kind of, yeah, we City of Toronto does deal with drain issues, especially when water's coming from an adjoining property. She would have to contact, the easier way for her to do is call 311 and ask for a contact from Municipal Licensing and Standards, MLS.
Okay.
MLS doesn't handle with private property. And they do handle drain issues. I don't work for that department now. I used to when I started. And especially when it's coming from an adjoining property and it's damaging her side. Okay?
Okay, what's that number again?
Call 311, the central number for Toronto, our information line. Call 311 and tell them that you're asking for a property standards inspector, officer they call them now, sorry. Property standards officer in MLS, you know already. Just say MLS, Municipal
Licensing
and Standard, and someone will contact you.
John, thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Ciao.
Okay, I'm glad that's a bit of a solution, and Maria, you should get to your city councilor again, and they should be taking an interest and helping with that, because that sounds like a serious problem. That's all the time we have for Fight Back for today. Thank you, Elizabeth Oakley, Project Manager at Toronto and Region Conservation Authority, and we now break for traffic and news.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.